everyone. I'm Jitendra Singh Dahiya. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and more. Today, I have with me Mr. Ajit Kuldeep. Ajit is an HR and career coach and has done BTech in mechanical and MBA in HR and marketing, and pursuing PhD in HR as well. He is having more experience of more than 2 years in corporate as a HR recruiter and a career coach, teaching students and job aspirants how to deal with interview preparation, confidence building, communication skills, CV building, how to face interviews, public speaking, one-on-one session on mock interviews as well. His vision is to work closely with youth to make them employable and job ready and uplift their skills, abilities, and boost their confidence. His teaching approach is to use modern ATS to upskill new job seekers, profile building with Naukri and LinkedIn and other platforms as well. Today, he would be discussing and sharing with us about his life journey, his experiences in HR, and how he is coaching and mentoring young students. So let us hear from him. Welcome, Ajit. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Yeah, very good evening, and to all who are watching out there. And I'm really happy to be a part of this platform.
Wonderful.
Thanks a lot again.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it. So first thing first, I'd like to know about your past life, how it has helped you to become what you wanted to be and what you are.
Okay, Jitendra. Yeah, I'm really happy to answer that question. Because the very first question that you asked me, like how it happened, I would take like so many years back when I was doing my 7th standard and I scored very less mark, like less than 30, not even the pass mark. So at that point of time, there was a like huge turning point came to my life that I need to do something. When my when there was a parents meeting and my teacher, mathematics teacher, he told to my father he's not the right person to be in this school, otherwise he changed the school. At that point I thought, nay, I need to do something. And from that day onwards till now, I'm like working my level best to do good in my life. And that was
Wonderful.
The point how it started, the true Ajit Kuldeep in evolving myself.
Wonderful, wonderful. You recognize what is the thing lacking, like lacking you behind. You immediately worked on that and you started to improve from there.
Yeah, yeah. That's how my journey started. Because from up to like 7th standard, I felt like, yeah, life is going the way I don't want, because loneliness and it happens now. Like when you are not good at something, you feel like you try to avoid the situation, the people around you, and you don't feel a part of their like integrity part. So then I felt like at the 7th standard, that I have already cited the example that how the turning back in my life come.
Wonderful.
So then I started like, no, I want to be an integrity part of the fellowship or of the school that I'm like studying.
Correct.
And from that point, I started like improving myself, improving my skills, and being good at academic and being good at other co-curricular activities.
Okay.
That how.
So before that, you were not taking part in co-curricular activities as well.
No, Jitendra. To be very true, what about my family condition? If you will see, we were like joint family. We were residing in a very small quarter. And in the really small town like Koraput, it is known for one of the backward district. Like people say, according to the government statistics and everything, due to like poor education and poor transportation facilities and all.
Okay.
So from such a small town and from a family where no one is highly educated.
Okay.
No one is telling you that what is good for you, but without a good guidance.
Correct,
though education was, but though they know that education is important, you need to go to school, you need to go to teaching in order to like brush up, in order to get the knowledge, wisdom and all.
Correct.
But there's no true, what I will say, no proper guidance.
Uh-huh.
So तो वो ना होने के बावजूद लाइक खुद को खड़ा करना एंड सीखना एंड सो दैट वाज अ बिग चैलेंज फॉर मी.
वंडरफुल. सो दैट वाज द ट्रिगर पॉइंट फॉर यू. यू स्टार्टेड टेकिंग इंटरेस्ट इन एवरीथिंग एंड देन द जर्नी इज वंडरफुल. लाइक यू डन बीटेक, देन यू डन एमबीए इन एचआर.
Yeah, great. That's true. Great. So as he told me that what happened up to 7th grade, I was not participating in any of the co-curricular activities. Frankly, bahut hi introvert hona, kisse baat na karna, and like for every, if teacher asked any questions related to our subject also, I used to feel so scared in the class, like I was praying inside, like God, that the day doesn't come, like teacher asked me anything, but I was very scared up to like 7th grade, and then I felt like one day I need to change. I need to change myself.
Okay.
I was really feeling ye hota hai na, ki like whenever you're not interested on something,
correct,
then aapka dil bhi wahan pe nahi lagta hai, so you don't feel like going to that place, joining with people. So I was going through that situation up to my 7th grade. Today also when I used to listen from my, like any parents like ki school nahi jata hai, then it makes me to recall my past. Jab main like school, agar parents bol rahe ki school jao, to man nahi karta tha, lagta tha ki nahi mujhe nahi jana hai. Today also I see like so many people, they don't feel interested going to their workplace, to study and all. It is due to some reason.
Correct.
And we need to find out that reason. And when we will be finding out ki kaun sa lacuna hai, kaun sa weakness is hai, when we started working on it, then we can change that into our strength.
Correct. Really.
So I analyzed ki like this year's, so many years I haven't like studied well due to like my lack of communication skill, due to my lack of interest and everything. So that was the phase like during my summer vacation when I thought like this is the right time to like upskill myself.
Okay.
Jo jo chhoot gaye up to 7th grade, maine interest nahi diya. So I need to work on that. So there I started.
Wonderful. So when was the time you realized about the things you were passionate about, and what are the things you are passionate about in your life?
Yeah. So what happened is that during my 7th, 8th and 10th grade, I was performing, like I was developing myself. I won't say that I was performing very good, but I tried developing myself. It happened.
Okay.
It happened in everyone's life. Like we are so result oriented. कि हमने आज मेहनत कर दिया, कल ही हम लोग को सॉल्यूशंस चाहिए.
करेक्ट.
बट वेरी ट्रू, प्रैक्टिकली इट डजंट हैपेंस. इट रियली टेक्स टाइम.
करेक्ट.
फॉर एवरी गुड थिंग्स इट टेक्स टाइम. चाहे हम लोग को महीना, फॉर लाइक मेनी पीपल इट माइट टेक इयर्स टू अचीव सच थिंग्स.
डेफिनेटली.
Yeah, so I was like trying, pushing myself when I just like started participating in co-curricular activities.
Okay.
जहाँ पे like एक paragraph पढ़ लो, याद ही नहीं रहता है कि like क्या है. Because what happened is that when we truly don't understand the language, understand the situation ना, we जितना भी अगर हम by heart कर लें, prepare कर लें, then we might get failure in that kind of situations.
Correct.
So, in order to overcome that situation, we need to work on ourselves.
Definitely.
Because life is aisa hai, aisa cheez hai, like for every person, whoever at, sabka ek first day aata hai. And
correct.
Everyone feels inside ki like, I may not be capable, I may not handle. Ek mind mein first question aata hai ki, I may not do this. It is not my cup of tea.
Correct.
But jab hum khud ko push up karna shuru karte hain ki like nahi hame ye karna hai, because see, the society is like result oriented. Nobody knows that what the process is.
Correct.
Aap kaun sa process mein ja rahe ho and everything. Sabko result chahiye. Be it family, be it friends, be it relatives, be it the society.
Everyone wants overnight success.
Whatever they do, truly. तो किसी को प्रोसेस पे नहीं फोकस करना है. मतलब लाइक आज भी अगर कोई अगर बोल दे रातों रात यू विल बी ए मिलियनर, रातों रात यू विल बी ए गुड कम्युनिकेटर, रातों रात यू विल बी अर्निंग दिस मच, रातों रात यू विल बी सो फेम, बट प्रैक्टिकली इट डजंट हैपन.
करेक्ट.
दैट मे हैपन इन मूवीज एंड इन थिएटर्स, बट इट प्रैक्टिकली ये नहीं होता है.
डेफिनेटली दैट टेक्स टाइम, दैट टेक्स योर हार्ड वर्क, दैट टेक्स योर पर्सिस्टेंस, एंड दैट टेक्स राइट अप्रोच, प्रोसेस. देयर आर सो मेनी थिंग्स यू पुट अप all together, and then the result is a success, but that takes time.
Time, yeah, that's true.
Wonderful. So with this, I'd like to know more about your work, like what you do in your life and how is your experience all about.
Okay, so currently I'm working as an HR in one of the company, and prior to that I was working in the recruitment consultancy firm.
Okay.
That was my first job. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to IT company. Then mm-hmm. currently I'm working in a manufacturing company. Currently I'm residing in Odisha itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's my coming back to my work experience, and coming back to what I now do that you asked me is that currently, apart from like being an HR, I'm a career coach.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm teaching students and the job seekers that how to build their career,
mm-hmm.
how to be okay. optimistic towards like career, and mm-hmm. how to enhance their communication skill,
mm-hmm.
how to prepare for the interviews,
correct.
How to handle situations, and how mm-hmm. to build their own CVs or profile in order to get a good job or okay. whatever mm-hmm. Whatever they are preparing for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my currently I'm being an HR and simultaneously being a part as okay. a career coach.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your vision, mission, and goal look like for next maybe 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I hope that if everything goes good, my vision is to. I'm looking for a society or for our Indian, because I have a very big pain in my heart, because as I mentioned that up to my 7th standard I was not feeling impressed in going
okay.
schools,
yeah,
in academics and other thing. So many andar hi andar maine ye sikha hai ki there are so many students out there,
correct facing similar kind of challenges.
It might be due to their financial condition, due to not proper guidance, or do not proper society. See, everyone is not that privileged to be born and brought up in a good educated family. Some are also from middle class, lower middle class, and accordingly people are segregated.
Definitely.
When I see such youth, I feel like there are a lot many youth, those who want to learn anything. I'm not telling that you want to go into the corporate life only, you want to be in the top jobs only. You can be an entrepreneur.
Correct.
So my vision is that if I'm trying to do something, putting something in the society,
mm-hmm.
I want that there should be so many entrepreneurs and so many youngsters who should come in the future with great mind and with great resource.
True.
At least they can change the nearby people, their relatives, their society.
Mm-hmm.
This is my vision, and for that my goal is to plan communication class, one-on-one sessions, so that I can reach to people out there, because communication skill is as important as art skill.
Definitely
It's not only important in job, it's important in every segment of life, right?
Correct.
If we are reading a book,
no.
we are trying to communicate something what the author is saying to us. We are going in a marketplace. When we are just communicating with the vendors, with the local, over there also communication is important.
Correct.
So I feel if you're doing a business, over there also communication skill is
Correct.
Important.
Correct.
So this is my goal, that everyone should be right at their pace to understand how the communication skill is important and how to reach to so many millions out there. So this is my goal, and I hope that everything goes good, and within this 5 to 10 years I will be forming a good strong my technical team and supporting team, so that I can reach out to millions of students.
Wonderful If you definitely put up all the efforts required, you may reach the destined numbers. And I really wish you that you succeed in like transforming many, many lives in the coming years. So I'd like to know more about your most important life lessons you have learned from your life, maybe personal or professional.
Okay, true. So as you asked me this, biggest lesson that I learned in life is that you are the only first teacher to yourself.
Correct.
Some may agree or some may not. Because it happens, right, in the society, no parents or no one wants their children to be like withheld from like any kind of opportunities.
Correct. Correct.
हर पेरेंट्स का यही ख्वाहिश है कि लाइक उनके बच्चे अच्छे पढ़े, दे नीड टू गेट ए गुड जॉब और गुड बिजनेस दे नीड टू डू, बट प्रैक्टिकली में एवरी पीपल आर यूनिक इन देयर ओन वे.
यस,
अगर कोई अगर एट इन एनी वन्स लाइक होम, अगर इफ एनी वन इज गेटिंग बर्थ, पेरेंट्स दे यूज टू थिंक दैट आई विल बी मेकिंग माई सन माई डॉटर इधर इंजीनियर, डॉक्टर और सिविल सर्वेंट और एनी प्रोफेशन, दे आर इट्स देयर डिजायर. बट वेन यू विल बी स्टार्टिंग लाइक द बिगेस्ट लेसन आई लर्न इज दैट एवरी वन विल बी पुशिंग यू, बट अनलेस एंड अंटिल यू फील लाइक आई एम ओरिएंटेड towards my goal, what I'm made for, what is my calling for, तो तब तक आप कुछ नहीं कर पाओगे. तब तक आपको लगेगा कि कोई आपको push कर रहा है and आप आगे बढ़ते जा रहे हो. But जब आप feel करोगे कि कोई आपको push कर रहा है आपका goal achieve करने के लिए, and आपका मन भी यही कह रहा है कि like yeah this is my career goal and this is what I need to do, then you will start giving your best.
Correct.
So the first lesson I learned is that during my 7th standard, that unless and until you start changing yourself, you start thinking that it's my life, I need to bring change within myself first.
Correct.
Unless and until you won't put any like significant change across in the
world. Correct. Correct. The change happens from your within.
Yeah, you're within. So you are the first teacher. In order to bring any changes, you need to first change yourself.
Definitely.
And the second, as you told in my professional, I would like to cite one example of my manager. Like previously, I was working in a recruiting.
Okay.
The day I put the paper of resignation, I felt that my manager, she called me and she told that Ajit, why you're leaving the organization, and the conversation it went, and she told me that you should move in your life on what you're called for.
Okay.
So that is in the line, it really bring a great impact.
Sometimes
it happened, hum log ko bread butter to earn and to look after our family, we do certain jobs and something.
Definitely. Sometimes we had to.
So there are so many millions of people out there jinko like kuch karne ko hota hai, but they don't know how to start.
Correct.
They don't know how to interact with the right people. They don't know ki like hum log ka resource kaise aayega and all.
Correct.
So that single line of my manager, like, Ajit, do something that
which
you have been
motivates for. You, which inspires
which motivates you.
You.
Yeah, that's true. So, फिर उसके बाद क्या हुआ? Then I thought that line was really so tremendous that for 2 days I was thinking ki such mein what my career aim is, what my career goal is, is to get a 9-to-6 jobs, or apart from that I need to do something of my own.
Okay.
So that I can take an example of an entrepreneur to like other youngsters. So then I started like being a part of a team and like building myself, like modules and reaching out to students.
Correct.
So these are these 2 lessons that I learned from my personal life and my professional life. The first one need to be a teacher to himself or herself, and the second that one need to do something that one is called for.
Definitely, really wonderful, and both the things are really important in your life. When you realize both these things, you can do wonders.
Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. So with this, I'd like to ask you about what are the things you teach during your programs? How you help them prepare for preparing for job interviews or creating their first CV maybe? So what are the things you tell them and how you teach them?
If you will see our Indian education system, we are having a good curriculum, good courses being designed.
Correct.
But the biggest part is that we are not being taught that how to do the marketing, how to do the sales skills, right?
Yes, yes.
So whenever I, the first thing what I teach to any students or anyone that why any company wants to take any employee.
Correct.
When we are doing CV, when we are building ourselves like communication skills, interviews and all, it's nothing about marketing. It's nothing about showing yourself, that selling yourself, right?
Correct.
So the first thing I tell, being a recruiter, being an HR recruiter, I feel that the job is to sell yourself.
True.
जब भी हम कोई मार्केट में जाते हैं, like whenever we are going, we are buying things that is important for us, right?
Correct.
We want to pick something that is घर में पड़ा रहता है and all. So we think it's like wastage of money, time and everything. So first, I teach my student that you need to create a brand of yourself. How do you create that? You can create that. See, like every sector is different. We are having so many industry in our market. Be it like chemical industry, be it like pharmaceutical industry, be it like manufacturing industry.
Correct.
तो मोस्टली स्टूडेंट्स लोगों का क्या रहता है कि like एक ही सीवी बनाए हर एक कंपनी में डालते जाए. It doesn't, practically it doesn't work.
Correct. That doesn't work.
First approach is, yeah, it doesn't work. So my the thing that I teach them is that what should be the approach, how you should build your CV, how you should start branding yourself, your skills, your knowledge, or anything that you are having. Then only you can reach out to the company, HRs and all. Being an HR, I see is that I don't see a candidate first. First, I see in various like Naukri portals or any job portals, first I see their CV, right?
Yes.
If their CV is okay to the point according to what we are requiring for, then only I will choose him or her for our job.
Correct.
So candidates logon ka wo first sikhana ye rehta hai ki like how to build CV, how to build the communication skill, how to prepare for the interview. Or one-on-one sessions mein, I used to take sessions on interviews, and I used to find out unke kya flows hain. I used to give them feedback, and again I used to conduct another interview where I used to give them suggestion ki these are the points that you need to brush up, that you need to work on, then you can just like succeed in finding a dream job or finding your dream profession.
Correct. Wonderful. So if somebody comes to you and take your classes or do programs with you, what would be the value addition they can expect from you? How you would be able to help them to grab their first job, or maybe to have the right approach towards interview? What would be the things they should look into like while coming to you?
Okay. Yeah. So the very first thing one need to learn is that if they are looking for a job, so they need to know about what are the companies that they can get into, right?
Okay.
They might get into like IT companies or like manufacturing companies, be it any engineers or be it any graduate, be it like BC, BCom or anyone. If we are studying, we will see the education system. Why we study? We study for a job. And one will be having a clear picture that these are the companies that I will be applying for and I will be getting into. So my first approach to them is that what all companies you are looking for? What all companies are your priority? So accordingly, your approach should be.
Okay.
If I'm planning for an IT company or a manufacturing company, depending on them, my approaches will be different. So this is the first criteria I used to tell that I used to know that what are the I used to customize the whole courses and accordingly to the student, according to their dream jobs and so that they will feel like नहीं उन्हें क्या करना है कैसे करना है what are the advantages what are the disadvantages SWOT analysis what are the strength weakness opportunities and threats
Correct.
So that the analysis data based may because you know that data is the future you know.
Definitely
according to the data according to the desires and skill set I used to guide them like what they need to do and what they need not have to do
okay
my approach
okay right so with this I'd like to know more about you like as you mentioned previously that you were kind of introvert so when you were young you were introvert how you tried to transform yourself what are the things you kept in mind while going through the process
when someone calls them introvert it just makes me reminds of my childhood as he told me that I was an introvert truly said I become extrovert like I love interacting with people
right
why people some people are being introvert and I really respect them for what they are and it's also good at some profession right
correct
but being introvert that doesn't I was being introvert that doesn't makes you like to learn like so many things if you will see a businessman if you will see any employee it's see abhi ghar pe like work from home is going on
correct
at least we are working in a with collectively with the people the first thing is that one should know that being introvert is good at some point but being extrovert also is very good in order to like balance life wherever you are
correct
if actually hum log ka aise hota hai ki like we're not working personally by sitting idly at a particular place right we have to work the people surrounding be it the society be it the marketplace be in the workplace we need to work with people and at that point in time अगर हम इंट्रोवर्ट हो जा रहे हैं तो ये होता है कि करियर में प्रोग्रेस नहीं हो पाता है नॉलेज शेयरिंग अच्छा से नहीं हो पाता है रिलेशनशिप बिल्डिंग नहीं हो पाता है तो जब इंट्रोवर्ट था द थिंग आई हैड एक्सपीरियंस्ड माइसेल्फ इज दैट व्हाट पीपल समटाइम्स वी आर इंट्रोवर्ट ड्यू टू लैक ऑफ समथिंग
राइट
As I have already mentioned that I was not feeling like going to school, interacting with people because I was not having the interest to like academic also doing up to my seventh grade. It was due to my fear. जब हम लोग डरते हैं ना कुछ चीज से, then we feel like it's better to be in the back.
Correct.
It's better to be back bench. That's the back benches up to seventh grade. Sitting in the back benches, that's not a anything bad or nothing wrong with that but if you are thinking that like if I will be going ahead someone may laugh at me someone may question at me so us ye hi khud ko piche karna that's a bad thing whether sitting at the bench back that's not a bad thing or anything wrong
but
agar hum mentally soch rahe hain ki like koi bolega kuch it might create a problem for us that's a bad thing so that's the phase that I just like turned into like when I came to 7th standard I took a decision like mujhe kuch karna hai I need to learn something kabhi bhi agar hum learn kar rahe hain we cannot learn like alone right if we are learning something we need to go through certain personalities certain books certain videos certain faculties and all so Correct. All this thing required communicating with the people and that's how I felt like if I will be learning only to myself in a inside a room or inside only in an isolated place then that won't create any impact on the society right if anyone is having so much knowledge and so many certificates and everything but he's not able to like communicate with people he is not able to share then koi impact nahi means like the old won't get the impact
correct
agar if we will see Thomas Edison would have thought ki, like whatever light he have discovered he will say if he would have thought ki ye wala light it's very helpful for me I will be just like writing my house only. Then that won't have like helped us in getting this electricity and the light and all.
But
he would have also like thought of like, nee, agar hum kuch kar rahe hain, then we need to interact with people. We need to share with ताकि उनका भी life change हो.
Definitely.
So that's how the discovery of like from being introvert to extrovert, that how
wonderful. So during your journey, who were your greatest support and how they supported you the during the time?
Yeah, my mother, she was my greatest support, I would tell, because like many times I had to question myself whether I will be doing this. Whenever failure comes, right, there are people who will be blaming you that you haven't done this, that's the consequences of this, you haven't fallen this way, for that you're suffering now. But some people in your life, I call it my mother, because she will never see anything negative. She will never tell anything negative. How she will handle is that, okay, that okay, that happened, but from next time onwards, you can turn it into a positive way.
Okay,
you can work on that. So these are things. If many times in our life also, now we used to like tell people ki, like, you haven't done this, that's why you're facing this.
Correct.
If you similarly, if we are responding in a different way, ki, like, okay, wo nahi hua, to aap alag way pe try karo.
Correct.
If you will be giving them the right thing, the right example, then I hope that like many lives will be changed.
Correct.
Changing out.
Definitely.
So my mother, my mother was my like a strong point. She will be like guiding me. Though she is not educated, but she is having the like right guidance spirit.
Correct.
Also, ये होता है ना कि like life में education is important, but apart from that also like moral support is also very important.
Definitely.
Family से अगर कोई अगर दे रहे हैं and they are telling you नहीं कर पाओगे, you will be doing that. That's the biggest thing for anyone, the biggest gift in this world.
Correct. Wonderful.
My role model, I would tell.
Definitely wonderful. So with this, I'd like to know more about like who were the people who were your inspiration and motivation throughout the life.
Yeah, so what happened is that I would like to like cite an example. I was in my like 11th standard. I was in the physics lab, and what happened is that I was doing the experiment of I remember I was doing the experiment of reflection of light.
Okay.
And at that point of time, one of my faculty, he just like called me, Mr. Ajit, you come to my chamber. Then he was sitting over there and I went to his chamber. And I said that, sir, you called me? Then he said, yeah, I called you. Why are you studying science? Why don't you study arts? So I was like, why sir is telling? I was like, have I done anything wrong during the experiment or something? Then he told me that you're having a very good communication skill.
Okay.
You're having a very good people skill. Why don't you try for civil service? And why don't you try preparing for like Indian Administrative Service and all?
Okay.
So that was the point of time. I felt, why sir told me, is there anything inside me that sir have felt? And what happened is that within that 2 weeks, another two faculty of mine who were like not teaching me but were a part of my college, the two men, they called me and say, they said in Hindi, अच्छा तुम्हारे पास बहुत ही लाइक अच्छा कम्युनिकेशन स्किल्स है, प्रॉब्लम्स को सॉल्व करने का स्किल्स है, टू जॉइन आवर इंडियन एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव सर्विस एंड ट्राइंग टू चेंज ब्रिंग चेंज ओवर देयर. तो एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आई फेल्ट लाइक द वर्ल्ड इज सीइंग मी द अदर वे दैट आई एम अनएबल टू सी माई सेल्फ.
ओके.
Because Hindi mein they say, right, that kidney ke paas, that the ear is having a very good fragrance inside, it's like the body of itself, but still But still, the deer is trying to find that where the sweet fragrance is coming from.
Correct.
So similarly in our life also, if we are surrounded with good people, if we are doing the right thing, then there is some almighty spirit or like God is there who is working for you. Working for you, that the people around you, they will be just like finding out your importance and they will be telling that, why don't you try something good? So it really impacted me and I felt like why they have said me. The first motive of them was the society.
Correct.
And the society needs some good people in order to like bring some changes
across us,
within the system. So they have told that way. So I felt inside like, no, if I'm not going into civil service also, I will be a part of the society.
Okay.
I will be trying to bring changes among the youth who are the backbone of our society and backbone of our country.
That is also important.
Yeah, that is also important. And in that way, my approach was ki like, nahi kuch karna hai toh society ke liye karna hai. Agar kuch bhi karna hai, apart from like personal jobs and professional work, I need to work for the society. So I felt like I need to do my own course and get back into the work where I will be just like grooming so many students out there, dreaming for that dream jobs and all. So that's how, this was the like certain example where I have just like learned a lot.
Correct. Wonderful. So with this, like, I'd like to know more about your take on success. How does it look like to you?
Yeah, so when I was like champion for the consecutive 2 years in my college and like so many success like comes to me, like in terms of the dream job that you're looking for, you're preparing for and you're getting. So success is only an emotion that won't last for a very long time, right?
Correct.
It can happen, you might be looking for a big house. If you would have got, then it is your success that you have got. But how to sustain that success for a long period of time?
Right.
It's not only about like clicking something, getting a job, getting a good house, getting a good number of people in the courses and all. But success is something that you need to like keep it every single day.
Correct.
You need not have to think about success that I will be getting in the future, after 5 years, after 10 years.
True.
Then you won't live a life of content. You will be always will be thinking that once I get success, then only I will be happy.
Correct.
Then only I will be joyful.
Correct.
So it doesn't only impact you because the people around you, for example, अगर कोई एक इफ एनी ए सिंगल पर्सन अगर कोई अगर बोल रहा है उनके पेरेंट्स को दैट आई हैव अ ड्रीम टू बिकम एक्स पर्सन और वाई पर्सन इन माय लाइफ देन दैट पेरेंट्स थिंकिंग कि सक्सेस ये तभी बनेगा जब ही वो एक्स पर्सन बनेगा या वाई पर्सन बनेगा अगर वो नहीं बन रहा है देन ही इज नॉट सक्सेसफुल बट प्रैक्टिकली आई हैव लर्न व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ सक्सेस इज दैट द होल जर्नी इज अ सक्सेस
Correct.
अगर आप एक दिन भी आपके ऊपर काम कर रहे हो आपके वीकनेसेस के ऊपर काम कर रहे हो आपके सराउंडिंग में एवरी सिंगल डे एवरी सिंगल टाइम यू आर ब्रिंगिंग एनी चेंजेस देन यू आर वर्किंग फॉर सक्सेस एंड द होल प्रोसेस ऑफ पर्सिवरेंस एंड कंटिन्यूटी प्रैक्टिस विल मेक यू सक्सेस एंड आई फील दैट सक्सेस इज नॉट ए सिंगल पॉइंट बट इट्स द होल जर्नी एंड आफ्टर गेटिंग दैट पॉइंट ऑफ सक्सेस ऑल्सो ना See, in life, if anyone is dreaming of becoming a like corporate job or becoming a XYZ bureaucrat or like civil servant, if they're getting that, will be a point of like celebration, I would say, not a success.
Correct.
But
Correct.
When one will be getting a success, is that when one will be managing the whole thing once after getting a job, is that the point? No, one need to like maintain that. One need to work on that. One need to like manage all the drawbacks, all the strength, manage people, manage their work. So that's how one will be becoming successful.
Wonderful. So now we are moving on to the last question of the day. So what is the message or advice you would like to make to our audience, viewers and listeners?
So, I would like to just like tell them, see, it doesn't matter in your life, wherever you are. You might hail from a very small town, from a very small home, or from a very financially unstable background.
Correct.
But what it really means is that, or it might happen that your parents may not be educated, the society that you are just like staying that may not be educated. It's all fine.
Correct.
But it's not fine if you're thinking that due to this, you won't progress.
Yes.
If someone is thinking that due to this criteria or due to this situation, I will not progress, that's a big drawback to them and to the society too.
Definitely.
If someone is thinking like, kuch bhi ho, I want to do something, I will be finding out the way.
Correct.
I know for some, it might be very easy to get everything
correct.
One go. It might be difficult for them. किसी को एक बार में अगर मिल जा रहा है, they are very lucky. किसी को अगर नहीं मिल रहा है, and as Harivansh Rai Bachchan says, कोशिश करने वालों की हार नहीं होती. So I would
definitely.
Like to tell my audience के like एक बार नहीं, बार बार करिए. अगर आप failure हो रहे हैं, वो failure से सीखिए and कोशिश करने वालों की कभी हार नहीं होगी.
Definitely. It is not in your hand where you take your birth, but it is in your hand what effort you put in to be better, to improve your life in any form. So it is up to you how you put your effort, all your heart, soul, mind, everything onto a place and do it like kind of a magic to your life.
Yeah, that's true. Jab aap khud pe, when you will start making yourself like strongful, then everything will be going good from the side of yours and from the side of the one who is like being you.
Wonderful. Great. So with this, we are moving on to the last thing. So it was wonderful discussion, amazing facts you have shared, amazing insights you have shared with us today. I'm really thankful to have you on our platform. Looking forward to hear more from your side soon. Thank you so much, Ajit, for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Jitender. Yeah, it was really nice. The platform is really good. Mm-hmm. And I hope that through this platform, like so many youngsters, so many working professionals, so many like people out there who are watching us, that they will be like getting, agar ek bhi word mera aaj ka, agar kisi ke life mein agar impact agar dalega, then I would be the luckiest person in this whole world. Like at least I'm bringing some changes within the society.
Wonderful, wonderful. And also I would be sharing your links to social media and website so that people can be in touch with you, take your help wherever possible. So guys, don't forget to check it out too. Thank you everyone for watching and listening. And I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and valuable inputs. And if you use them in your life, you definitely will have positive impact out of it. Thanks. And I hope you all have enjoyed watching it too. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.